Mr. Chair, before you, it's House Bill 5070, which is a, relating to state financial administration. It includes a number of, changes to agency budgets to reflect the, rebalance strategy. You also have before you dash two amendments. Most of these amendments were, are technical amendments in nature because, of the late arrival of the bill last night, and we just didn't have enough time to make these, corrections. The dash two amendments replace the original bill. I've also provided you with a list that summarizes the changes so that if you wanted to go back to the original bill, you could see, which line items were changed and in which, what amounts they were changed.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Question for Ruggle. We have this disappropriation appropriation detail. Does that relate to the dash twos or to the bill?
Mr. Chair, Representative Shetterly, that relates to the dash two.
Okay.
And compliments to you. This bill represents a tremendous amount of work on a great many people's part, not to mention just the logistical production which falls to Rocco and Ken Rocco and the good folks at Legislative Fiscal. You know, this is the really the reason, regrettably, we're all here. And this is not something any one of us relish doing. There are things in here that probably everyone in this audience approves of and likes, and there are probably things in here that every one of you in this room, including myself, wish we didn't have to do. But we're facing a budget crisis. And this document, this bill in particular, reflects the spirit of the work of the Group of Five. Was that perfect? Absolutely not. Was it designed to help avoid a much worse outcome to this budget crisis, meaning a $704 million all-cuts budget? Absolutely. This is something that has to pass, that has to get through both floors, and then we'll talk real seriously with the governor. I know that every one of you has concerns about what's going on here. I ask you to think about the alternative. Representative Shetterly.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendments to House Bill 5070, which, as I understand, replace the bill and are reflected in the detail that Rocco has presented to us.
Well, Representative Shetterly has moved the dash two amendments, which replace the bill. And by that, these are little nibbles and tweaks. The bill is functioning the same one that you've all been dealing with. Oh. Come on in, buddy. There are not wholesale changes. As I say, there are little nibbles around the edge. Representative Shetterly has moved the dash two amendments, which replace the bill. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
I'm not assigned to carry this, am I?
That distinction falls to someone. We'll figure that out who that is later. Let's get it passed, then I'll tell you you're carrying the bill.
I want to promise first. I will move House Bill 5070 as amended by the dash twos to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly has moved House Bill 5070 as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection?
Chair.
Or Representative Hansen?
Can I have a moment just to digest this before I commit myself for all times?
Of course. We've been waiting for you on the Common School Fund, so we can wait for you a little bit here.
While you're digesting, how did we do on our first bill?
It was 37-8 as I was leaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, well, Representative Hansen is looking at the bill. I would just like to echo your comments that this is the probably the most visible piece of the group of five work that has come to light so far. And it represents, I think, on the part of the five of us that spent the last month working on it, a real and honest effort to take a look at how we could deal with the revenue shortfall that the state has to deal with and still recognize the priorities that are Oregon priorities and try to design a plan that will take the state government and take the citizens of Oregon over this bump in the road that we've encountered with the revenue falloff that we are experiencing right now. I just want to echo Representative Westland's comments that this is a document that has things in it that all of us are very uncomfortable with and don't like, and there are also things in it that we think are probably pretty good solutions to the problem. But I would ask people again to look at the document in the whole, in the whole of it, and to consider it in the context of the revenue shortfall that the state finds itself in right now, and to also consider it in the context of the alternatives that are available to us in terms of having to deal with this as an all-cut situation. And I honestly believe that if people think of this document in those contexts, that they will see that it is a sound approach towards dealing with the problem that we have.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Thank you. I would just also want to reflect that my motion to amend and then send the bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation in no way suggests any enthusiasm on my part for this. I agree with your comments and Representative Morgan's that this is a very difficult vote in committee, and I know it will be on the floor as well, in that these represent real cuts, and while we are looking at dollars on this page, we can assume that these dollars have an impact on lives of Oregonians out in every corner of the state. I think it's important to understand that this is a piece of the full budget reconciliation. This is all the takes. This is all the really, really bad stuff. There are puts in this this package as well, and I would hope that that is understood, that this bill is one bill in the context of several other bills that will mitigate the impacts of some of these cuts that standing alone would be untenable. It's not going to be a pretty picture even when we get done, but I do agree with you that in contrast to the alternative of failure, this is a far better solution.
Representative Hansen.
It's with reluctance I'm going to vote no on this package. And that no way reflects on the work of the people that put it together. There's incredibly tough decisions that are made in this piece of legislation. I think in terms of where the cuts are, there's some form of a reasonable balance to it. It's a quality piece of work. My objection to it, though, is that I think the cuts are simply too deep. If we had looked, and it's not based on the quality of what we're putting of this, it's based on a different approach of looking at looking harder for new revenues and looking for revenues from other sources. And it's within that context that I'll be voting no, not as a criticism of the cut list or the way it was put together, but simply I think a different approach would have been to look harder for new revenue sources.
Thank you, Gary. I think it's important to point out the sincerity of Representative Hansen's remarks, not the complimentary part, but this is a very difficult vote. And what this document represents is, as I said, maybe the cute way to phrase it is it's the best of the worst alternatives. There are representatives in this building that absolutely want to fully fund the entire whole through whatever revenues, temporary or long term.
but it's important that you know that there are representatives and senators in this building that want to cut all $853 million worth of the hole out of that budget. I hope you understand what I just said. There are people in this building that well-intended, looking for the future. This is not to impugn their motives at all. There are people that want to cut the entire hole. Our task is to find that middle ground to produce 16 and 31 votes. If we don't do it, it's a 704 all cuts budget, and it's going to get worse in March, and it's going to get worse in June. I don't say that as an admonishment. I just say it as a statement of fact. Thank you, Representative.
We have a motion before us. Do we have a motion before
us?
We
do.
Motion before us to send House Bill 5070 as amended by the dash twos, I believe it is, to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? I'll let the record show Representative Hansen is no. The rest voting aye. House Bill 5070 is passed, as amended, is passed to the floor of House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. We'll end the work session on 5070 and resume carriers. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You.
Ben Westland. I knew that guy. He's got about 2 hours of... and everybody, it's not appropriate to applaud, but there goes one of the heroes of this special session right there. We will resume our work session on
4012.
And what we did, Representative Hansen, was in your absence, while you were doing good work up on the House floor, this is the Common School Fund bill. We are just to the point of discussion. Well, actually, the motion was repealed, so if you have any comments you'd like to make, we wanted to extend the courtesy to you to make any comments or observations. That's the Common School Fund bill.
Okay. I'm not organized well enough to find it right now.
Okay. This has it already been passed out? This is just
no.
We've called the work session.
We wanted to make this
back to order. We wanted to give you the courtesy.
I appreciate that. This is another one that I'm going to take the courtesy and the opportunity to vote no. I think this is it's a well-intended measure, but I think it's going in the wrong direction. And I can no use in belaboring that, but I think there are other ways that we could get to the shortfall on the school fund.
Well, sorry to ask you to make a speech on such short notice, but
it's not nearly the quality of the short notice of the speech that I gave on the closing that. But I told them that later on the chair would be carrying some other bills and they could get the true answers to the questions in at that time. Anyway, so there will be some residual ones left over from that one, but I'll be voting no on 4012.
Yeah, every kindness goes, you know.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Satterley.
I'll move House Bill, or renew my motion to move House Bill 4012 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Satterley has moved House Bill 4012, the Common School Fund, to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections?
Object.
Representative Hansen objects. Seeing no other objections, House Bill 4012 is moved to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. So ordered.
I think that one's me.
I think that's it. Carrier? That is Lane Shetterly. And we are stand at recess.